Good. Julius Mgagas Kachungura. Yes, I'm a journalist with Umoja Standard. It's an online news agency here in Kampala. Yeah, on Monday I attended a press conference at the South Sudanese Embassy in Kampala. Yes, and we are talking about the verdict of arrested South Sudanese students who were released after. Yes, and we got to know that it is an operation of migration office to check for the stability of the country, which is very positive. Yeah, but I felt I would not put out the story without having at least the position of the ministry, at least a comment, majorly stating how they do an operation in that regard.
Well, operations are normal and are routine. We do carry out these operations to check on the compliance of immigration law. And we don't target a specific community per se, as it was construed the other time. We do carry out operations to check on foreign communities living and working in the country, even including communities from the East African community. As you know, communities from East African community are not required to pay for facilities in order to stay here.
Yes.
They are charged the fee nil. So those ones, it happened that when we went to carry out the operation, we also found some South Sudanese, we found some Kenyans and others. And as a normal routine, we try to scrutinize their papers. Those who had left passports and others home, we asked to bring them, we are bonded, and asked to bring them, and they were cleared. Then those who didn't have facilities were also bonded and asked to regularize their stay in the country. Yeah, so nothing much, and normally when we realize the people from the community, we don't normally go an extra mile of taking them to court, for instance. We have been a little lenient. We give them bond and ask them to regularize. Those who don't abide by our advice, of course, handle the separately. But those who heed to our advice are normally asked to acquire these papers and continue staying in the country.
Actually, the embassy applauded the coordination that you had together when they reached out to you to have this released. But maybe I'm wondering whether you do always inform these embassies to make awareness of their nationals here, that sometimes you carry out operations so that these people can be able to have their documentations proper.
We have been doing awareness programs. As you know, I have been on Mondays in the weekly press briefings talking about these operations and asking the foreign communities living and working here to regularize their stay. I always talk about it. We have been using social media platforms to also rally foreigners living here to regularize their stay. Generally, all foreigners. We have been reaching out and carrying out outreaches to even embassies and telling them that it is a requirement for their nationals who live and work here to acquire these documents so that they are not disrupted in their operations. So we do carry out a sensitization program and inform these people about this. We have been doing it, we are doing it, and we shall continue doing it.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Simon,
You're
for the information.
welcome.
Thank you.